Fangirl by Rainbow Rowell. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman with Maxwell Caulfield. Fall Semester, 2011.
The Simon Snow Series. From Encyclowikia, The People's Encyclopedia. This article is about the children's book series. For other uses, see Simon Snow, Disambiguation. Simon Snow is a series of seven fantasy books written by English philologist Gemma T. Leslie. The books tell the story of Simon Snow, an 11-year-old orphan from Lancashire who is recruited to attend the Watford School of Magics to become a magician. As he grows older, Simon joins a group of magicians, the mages, who are fighting the insidious Humdrum, an evil being trying to rid the world of magic. Since the publication of Simon Snow and the Mage's Heir in 2001, the books have been translated into 53 languages and, as of August 2011, have sold more than 380 million copies. Leslie has been criticized for the violence in the series and for creating a hero who is sometimes selfish and bad-tempered. An exorcism scene in the fourth book, Simon Snow and the Selkies 4, triggered boycotts among American Christian groups in 2008. But the books are widely considered modern classics, and in 2010, Time magazine called Simon the greatest children's literary character since Huckleberry Finn. An eighth book, the last in the series, is set to be released May 1st, 2012. Publishing History. Simon Snow and the Mage's Heir, 2001. Simon Snow and the Second Serpent, 2003. Simon Snow and the Third Gate, 2004. Simon Snow and the Selkies 4, 2007. Simon Snow and the Five Blades, 2008. Simon Snow and the Six White Hares, 2009. Simon Snow and the Seventh Oak, 2010. Simon Snow and the Eighth Dance, scheduled to be released May 1st, 2012.
Chapter 1. There was a boy in her room. Kath looked up at the number painted on the door, then down at the room assignment in her hand. Pound Hall, 913. This was definitely room 913, but maybe it wasn't Pound Hall. All these dormitories looked alike, like public housing towers for the elderly. Maybe Kath should try to catch her dad before he brought up the rest of her boxes. "You must be Cather," the boy said, grinning and holding out his hand. "Kath," she said, feeling a panicky jump in her stomach. She ignored his hand. She was holding a box anyway. What did he expect from her? This was a mistake. This had to be a mistake. She knew that Pound was a co-ed dorm. Is there such a thing as co-ed rooms? The boy took the box out of her hands and set it on an empty bed. The bed on the other side of the room was already covered with clothes and boxes. "Do you have more stuff downstairs?" he asked. "We just finished. I think we're going to get a burger now. Do you want to get a burger? Have you been to Pears yet? Burgers the size of your fist." He picked up her arm. She swallowed. "Make a fist," he said. Kath did. "Bigger than your fist," the boy said, dropping her hand and picking up the backpack she'd left outside the door. "Do you have more boxes? You've got to have more boxes. Are you hungry?" He was tall and thin and tan, and he looked like he'd just taken off a stocking cap, dark blonde hair flopping in every direction. Kath looked down at her room assignment again. Was this Reagan? "Reagan," the boy said happily. "Look, your roommate's here." A girl stepped around Kath in the doorway and glanced back coolly. She had smooth auburn hair and an unlit cigarette in her mouth. The boy grabbed it and put it in his own mouth. "Reagan, Cather. Cather, Reagan."